Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But if all the children of the world gathered their wishes and combined the power of their hope to make a fragile dream come true, then I can't even say that. Children of the world, you have better things to do. Also, the amount of logistics around all wishing at the same time. Can you imagine the scheduling doodle one of you would have to send out? Assuming your parents are even giving you access to a computer. Children of the world, go outside. Read a book. Or, if you are combining your wish power for one thing, make it something big with worldwide value. AKA, no more A Quiet Place movies. We get it. We've explored the world. The only thing quiet about those films now is the box office. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello for the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the Tavern the Wanderlost in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong. Hey, Arnie. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing pretty good. Oh, sorry.
Am I in here still?
Yeah. Duncan, you remember Duncan from last week that he got blasted in the face by a lot of magic?
Oh, yeah. The guy who... Was he talking about horny or...
Nope. Did somebody
Duncan,
say...
No.
Okay.
He's still floating up near the ceiling.
I think it's for the best.
We're not talking to you.
Okay, bye. For real this time.
He can't get out.
For real.
Do you have like a broom or something? We can like try to swat him towards a window?
Yeah, I think we have a couple brooms. Got a rake, got a hoe, got a spear, got a mace.
Can you just carry these around?
Arnie, do you not have a bag of holding? Oh dear,
I don't. You
must get one.
No, I've just been carrying I still have my car keys and I don't even have my car anymore. And I just keep it in my pocket.
Arnie, how much do you think this weighs? How much do you think is in here? Guess.
I don't even know how much things. I don't even know what I don't even know what an average amount of weight is. Oh, I can't even formulate a sentence about it. That's how little I know about.
Hey,
it.
Hey, I'm sorry. Shh. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Let me ease your sweet little head, Arnie. Let's tone things down a bit. What's your favorite story?
My favorite story? Well,
yeah,
I really love the book, The Things They Carried. That's probably one of my favorite books.
Arnie, are you just saying that because I was talking about the bag of holding?
I mean, it sounds like it, doesn't it? But no, that is actually legitimately, canonically my favorite book.
What are some of the things they carried?
Well, they carried letters from home. You know, they carried their weapons. They carried the... extra socks, because rotfoot is one of the worst things that can happen to you in war. But
ooh,
also they carried
rotfoot?
The burden of what they were doing in this war. What's that?
Oh, I said, who's Rotfoot? He sounds villainous.
There's no one in Foon named Rotfoot?
Oh, yes, there's several people named Rotfoot. King Tiberius Rotfoot. King Smelton Rotfoot.
A lot of kings, it sounds like.
Oh, there's Rotfoot Fox.
Rotfoot Fox? Oh, yes.
Him and his son do something. Can't remember what.
Dan Rotfoot?
Dan Rotfoot?
Yeah, that's the guy named Dan who's sitting down at the end of the bar. His family name is Rotfoot.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos!
The things they carried!
Champion of the Great Halls of Trakas, the Elves know me as Fiangyalak, the Dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstengis, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmanius Maestar, and there may be other secret names. Heard names that if I did utter them aloud, most assuredly, your eyebrows would continue to grow and grow and grow until you could no longer see through your eyes.
You, sir, Arnie was just telling me about his favorite story. It's about people carrying socks and letters.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Also, Usidor, I noticed a lot of your secret powers involve the eyes, like just things happening to eyes. Have you ever noticed that?
Well, they're the window to the soul.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And if I get your soul, then I can control you.
Bring out your bodies. Bring out your bodies.
Oh. Hello, if anyone's got any dead bodies, bring them out, please.
Oh, Chant, do you have any dead bodies?
Okay, pads my pants. I don't think so. Let me look at my bag of holding. No, nothing here. Usidor, Arnie?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I think I have some just in the other room. I'll be right back.
Come on now, bring him out. Put him on my cart.
I'm sorry. I'm sure we must have. We usually have some dead bodies lying around.
Yeah, I needs to get him.
I mean, I feel like if Duncan keeps floating around the ceiling, he's going to be dead
soon.
What's
he doing up there? Is he dead?
He's trying to leave, I think.
He thinks he's leaving.
All right, headed out the door for real.
He got blasted in the face by so much magic.
He smells rotten in here like dead.
I know. It's mostly him, I think.
And maybe maybe Dan Rotfoot as well.
At the end. Oh,
Rotfoot.
Yeah.
That's similar to my last name.
Oh, what's your full name?
Well, I'm Winthrop. Winthrop McRottybotty.
Oh.
Winthrop McRottybotty.
That's right. I collect the deads round here, I do.
Is that a family name, McRottybotty?
Yeah, my dad was a McRottybotty, and my great-dad was a McRottybotty, and my wife was a McRottybotty until she died.
Ooh, any relation to the Hanover Body Oddies?
Yeah, probably. We've got some cousins in the same circles.
Yeah, I think we're all related. I think everyone in Foon is related.
Yeah, well, we've all sort of... I fucked nearly everyone in this town.
Wow.
I don't want to hear that from the person collecting dead bodies.
You don't want to know what I... Never mind.
We don't want to know when? Yeah, we don't.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you. Thank you. Put them on the cart.
There you go. I just had a couple in there. I'm exhausted.
I accept tips, you know.
Oh, of course, of course.
I've got to lug these bodies. I accept a coin or two.
Oh, yeah, it's 2 silver. How's that?
That's enough, thanks. How about you lot?
Why don't I check the pockets of the dead body you sort of put on here. Oh, yeah, here's some coin.
No, that
gold
doesn't
teeth.
Count because I would have taken that money anyway. I want it from you.
Oh, I see. A little side business.
Oh, actually, I see on your cart you're also selling your autobiography, The Things They Buried.
That's right.
I'll take a copy of that book.
All right, it's 12.
Oh, shit, I should have just gave you 4. What am I doing?
It's 12 plus a meal, actually.
Mm. Oh, well, we do serve food here at the Wanderlust. Would you like a meal?
Please pull up a seat. I'll go get you something from the bar. What would you like?
I'll take whatever you've got at the rawest you've got it.
The rawest?
I want something with some chew to it.
All right. I'll see what they have on the raw side.
Oh, Usidor, would you mind getting some food for Chant and I as well?
Sure. What would you like? Everyone put in your orders right now.
Okay.
I don't know if I want something that's the rawest. I'm just not sure.
I'll take a sinew pita.
A sinew pita? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. I didn't know they had that sort of stuff here.
Oh, yes. We have a wide range of delicacies.
Could I have frog?
A frog? Sure.
To eat.
Yeah, well, you can have it to eat. You can have it to play with. You can have it as a friend.
In that case, I'll take 2 frog. 1 alive, 1 to eat.
Oh, one alive, one to eat.
Smart,
okay, 2 frog.
Smart. Seems like that's going to be traumatizing for one of those frogs.
Well, I won't let the frog that lives watch. That's wrong.
Yeah, right. Be bad. Right. We should also say we do waffle frogs. We do shoestring frogs.
I want waffle frog.
Yeah.
Waffle frog. Waffle frog.
Waffle frogs, right?
City Peter. Arnie, what would you like?
I'll have whatever is the opposite of the rawest.
Not helping.
Cookedest, innit?
Yeah, cookest. I'll give you the cookest thing we've got. Anyway, and ales all around. I shall be right back.
And get yourself something.
Wonderful. What a generous man.
Well, I can get myself something?
Yeah, get yourself something, big guy.
I'll be right back.
And also, to be clear, Winthrop, he's not generous. I own this tavern, so I'm the generous one, but he's helpful.
I had the impression that he was a rich man.
Was it all the bird shit that he's covered in that made you think that guy's got a lot of money?
Because, you know, the thing about bird shit is that it's good luck, and if birds choose the luckiest in that way, and the luckiest are often the wealthiest.
Just like me,
I'm dirt poor and got no luck.
Yeah.
Oh, that
Winthrop,
can't be
do
true.
You mind chatting with us for a little bit? We'd love to get to know you a little better.
Sure. Can I have another coin from one of yous?
Is this like a time release thing?
I just want one. I need another, probably.
I mean, if it's going to cost another coin, I'd rather just read your autobiography on the podcast and you can head out.
Time. That's for you to read at home. You're with people now. Can
Fine.
I have a coin?
Here. Here's a coin.
Thanks. Woohoo! Coin added. Anyway, what you want to know?
How'd you get started picking up dead bodies?
Well, it's in the name, McRotty Botty. My great-grandfather actually started the service to pick up dead bodies because it was during the 14th Dark Plague, and that's when people started dropping all left and right.
I appreciate that, like, 14 plagues in, someone was like, we gotta do something about this. We gotta start getting rid of these bodies.
Well, things were starting to accumulate, they were. Bodies on top of bodies and diseases forming inside the bodies and maggots and things. So we had to, my grandfather had the idea. He's an innovator that way. That being said, my dad took it over. I've taken it over. I'm not a Nepo baby. I know what you're thinking. It's actually quite a thankless job. It's not easy. You've got to be strong and you've got to have a really weak sense of smell, which I've got.
I'm not trying to like get
yes,
you or anything.
Yes, little dog.
I'm a badger, but I'm not trying to like put the screws to you, but you are a necro baby.
No, that's actually a common misconception. I work in the family business.
Okay, tomato, tomato.
If I was a nepo baby, I'd have $1 million, but I'm just scraping by.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say nepo baby. I assume you're not. I said necro baby.
Oh, that's mighty good, mate. I am a necro baby. I take the dead, even if they're babies.
Do people ever accuse you of not earning this job? Like, are people ever sort of like, oh, look at them, dragging away dead bodies. That's quite the life. They must have had connections.
Well, here's the thing. Yes, mostly, because they see it, because it's such a reliable job, especially in this town, that it's like, it's nice work if you can get it. Again, thankless, but nice work. So people always see how regularly employed I am. They see me taking coins out the pockets of the dead, and they go, gosh, how'd they get such a job like that? So people do think it.
Oh, of course they would think that. Here are all your ales. I just came back. And your food. Here's everyone's
My frog.
Food. Your frog? Oh, here's your live frog.
Hello, little one.
And Arnie, here's a steak burnt to the crisp.
Oh, okay.
Cooked.
Now, I couldn't help but overhear the last thing you said. And Arnie's, you see, our tavern here, the Wanderlost. It travels from town to town, ambulating upon its own legs. So we haven't been here in Neverdell for very long. But Arnie, collecting the dead is a very lucrative deal in this part of the world.
That's right.
Do people die more often in Neverdell than other places?
Oh, yeah. We're sort of rampant with disease.
And there are several people who don't work at all, and mostly they just kick the dirt. They're called dirt kickers.
Yeah.
And they see that someone coming by collecting the dead, and they're like, oh, I wish I could collect the dead.
They kick dirt at me. It's rude.
That is rude.
I sometimes get it in my lungs, and I cough, and I'm going to be a dead one next.
That's interesting. Who collects you?
My wife used to collect me.
Oh,
She died and I collected her.
I heard.
Wow, Usador. Why? Why did you lead us down that path? That's so sad.
I'm so sorry to bring up your wife who passed away.
It's
my
okay.
Condolences.
People say I've got the aura of someone with a dead wife.
I hate to say it, but you do. You do.
Yeah.
You're giving dead wife.
Yeah. I'm always giving that.
Yeah. You're serving dead wife.
Yes. Let me cast a quick spell. Eroth Trolon Talatha. And now I can see your aura quite visibly.
Oh.
Yeah. That seems like a dead wife aura to me.
Yeah. No surprises there. She's dead as rocks.
Oh, what was her name?
Her name was Galintha.
Galintha. What a beautiful name. Yeah. And how did you two first meet?
Well, we met when her dad died. She was crying over his dead body in the town square because he was killed with an arrow. Yeah. Young, he was not old. And so she was crying over him, wailing. And I sat down with her, and I'm an empath, you know. I sort of was feeling her sadness.
Oh,
and
sure.
I took it on and I said, gosh, this must be tough. Do you have any coins? And it made her smile. She did have coins. She was really wealthy. And so she gave me some coins. And then this was cute. I went down to the store and I bought her a rose. And I brought the rose back to her. And then we kissed on her dead dad.
Oh, what a beautiful story.
On her dead dad. Oh.
Well, that is where they met.
Sure.
It's where we met. We used to have dates back there, and I've actually never removed her dad's body because it sort of landmarks where we met.
Sentimental.
Yeah, something special. Have a picnic there.
Yeah.
Carve your name
somewhere
in
it. Somewhere to go for anniversaries.
Yeah, it's lovely.
So, Winthrop, you said you're an empath, but I wonder, is it just that it must not be hard to tell how people are feeling if your job is collecting people's dead bodies?
Like, what do you mean by that?
It doesn't take a lot of emotional awareness to be like, you seem sad. I'm collecting your father's
body. All
right,
body. Well, come for me, why don't you? There's levels to sad in it.
Oh, okay.
And Arnie, I will come to Winthrop's defense here.
Please.
Had I shot an arrow at one of mine enemies, like your deceased wife's father...
That's right, he got shot in the head.
Perhaps I would be joyful that there was a dead person there, because I had just murdered them. Because they were one of the forces of evil, and Usador exists on this world to ensure that evil is destroyed in all its forms.
Is this guy always like that?
He's usually worse.
I feel like he should be making... He's like giving a speech, and there's just us four.
I know.
Fear not, for Usador shall never relent in his quest to defeat evil. Nay,
he's just talking
to a
wall.
I shall stand here.
Yeah, a lot of times he'll like set up shop and like sell different oils, or he'll be like, here's bars of soap, but there's a gold coin in one of them. Stuff like that.
I've bought one of those trying to get a coin.
Yeah.
And you then love I'll coins. Kill them all.
Oh, I love coins. All right, welcome back, mate. Jeez.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I just, I don't know where I went there.
Speaking of welcome back, why don't we take a quick break?
All right.
That seems like the opposite.
Winthrop, can I ask? You mentioned before the levels of sadness. How many levels of sadness are there?
12.
12. Do you mind listing all 12 of them?
Right, well, there's 12, but 7 are really specific, so I'll just do the 5.
Okay, fair.
So the first one is generally sad, where you're sort of feeling a lethargical sad, where it's like, can't quite put my finger on it, but I am sad.
No, sure. One.
Second is sad out of anger. Someone's wronged you and you're combo angry sad. Like sort of someone breaks up with you or stabs you in the knee.
Mm-hmm. Two. Yeah.
Two. Number three is you're horny and you're angry.
Did someone say horny?
No, hey, oh, wait, shut up.
Sorry, sorry,
shut up.
Oh. Does he need help?
Probably.
All right. Looks like a little balloon up there.
Look, if he keeps talking, I'll just go blast him in the face with magic.
Perfect. That sounds right. Number four is a very particular kind of sadness where someone is dead, which is the one that I deal with the most. But then within that, there's a subsect of if you're happy they're dead, which causes a lot of conflicting feelings, which gets into the 12 of them. And then there's your sad
4.5.
Dead, which is sort of a double sad. And that's also one of the 12.
4.7.
Yeah, it's right. So that's 4.1 from 0.2, sort of. And then number five is the one when you want to sort of end your own life.
Oh, five.
Five sads.
That one's tough.
That one is tough.
That is a tough one. I hope that you have found some joy and aren't feeling sad. I know you've lost your wife, but it seems like you've thrown yourself into your work and you're making the best of it out here, finding coins where you can.
Yes, I've collected many a coin and collected many a body.
Winthrop, I'm so sorry. I keep coming back to this. How long ago did you lose your wife?
Oh, 4 days.
Oh, and already back to work.
Well, someone's got to bring home the bacon.
Yeah. Your cart, I notice, has quite a few dead bodies stacked pretty high. And
right.
I hate to ask this. Like,
she's in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's
That's
in there.
That's what I was worried about.
Don't look.
Fourth from the bottom.
Yeah, fourth from the bottom.
She does look very wealthy, to be fair. We could pick her up quite easily.
When she died, it was tough because she had this rare disease that's been going around where your organs explode, then try to put themselves back together. So she looks a little different, but I put her in her nicest petticoat.
Yeah. That's nice. That's very thoughtful of you.
Unfortunately, I don't get any of her family's riches, so that's why I'm working so hard. We signed a prenup and everything, so...
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Nerds.
She didn't want me to have her money, and that's okay, because I've got a family business.
Why? What? Why did she not want you to have her family's money?
Because it's her family's. I don't know. It's hard to be, like, a successful woman, I think, around here, and so she was very proud of the fact that she had money.
Yeah.
Where does all the money go then? Did she have siblings or is her mother still alive? I know her father passed and still out in the town square.
I'm going to be completely real with you.
Please.
I am on the hunt for the money.
Oh.
She mentioned that it was buried somewhere in town and she gave me a riddle and I've been trying to solve it.
More riddles?
Ever since she gave it to me.
Okay.
Chant, we know you hate riddles, but here Winthrop out.
We can all agree we all hate riddles, but we like treasure.
Stupid, but let's hear the riddle.
Okay.
You won't think it's stupid when you hear it.
We'll see.
It's really good.
I doubt it.
It goes like this on this piece of scroll I found in her hand coiled up. Under and under, turning asunder, what you seek is not for you. Though try as you might, sticky as glue.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Did your wife write poetry by chance? This sounds like bad poetry. No offense.
She actually was an aspiring writer. That's true, which is why I think the riddle's so good.
Yeah. Is it cum?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
I'm just trying to think of things it could be.
I'm so sorry about my co-host. He keeps pitching this show called Is It Come? And what we do is we take out two cakes. Well, one of them is a cake, but the other one, when you cut into it, it's come.
That's disgusting. You guys are vile.
It also sounds boring, to be perfectly frank.
That being said, there's a ton of bodies in my cart with come on them, so feel free to take a look.
Okay.
I don't know the Chinese number. I know.
What is it? You figured something out? I don't have a very big brain, so this would be very helpful.
I had a lot of follow-up cum questions, but we can skip over those.
Enough of those.
Here in Neverdale, there's an entrance to a dungeon right beneath the stickiest, sweetest maple-producing tree in all of town.
What? Under, and then there's glue pot.
Yeah, the glue is the sap of the tree.
Would you mind telling us the riddle again, word for word, just so we make sure we're not missing anything?
Under and under, turning asunder.
Under and under.
Et cetera, et cetera, sticky.
Sorry, real quick.
Yes, little dog, what are you saying?
I was going to say, since everybody else was going, I also have questions, or at least had, but I would like to cede my time for Arnie's cum questions.
Okay, well, how about we go back and forth? Go ahead, dog.
Arnie?
I was just curious to hear the riddle again, first of all.
Okay.
Right, under, turning asunder.
Yeah. What rhymes with glue?
Something. The thing that's tough is I lost the scroll, so I've sort of been freestyling every time I tell it to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we might be way off.
Under and under,
turning
asunder.
It's not for you.
Oh,
it's not for
that
you.
Sounds right.
It's sticky like glue.
Sticky like glue.
Is it crazy for me to call for a scene?
Call for a what?
No.
I've never
been satisfied.
Yeah.
I can't hear you, little dog. What'd you say?
I'm sorry to interrupt here. Winthrop, I like you, but I just want you to know my friend Chunt here. He's a badger. He's not a dog.
I've never heard of that breed of dog.
It's not a breed of dog. It's its own animal.
It's a mutt, then.
But you do look a little bit like a cute little dog.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you sir, thank you. I just, you know, I pick and choose my battles and,
Have we ever petted you behind the ears?
Could I try, please?
Do you like scritches?
I love scritches. Yeah.
Let's give him some scritches.
Yeah, please.
Good doggy. Good doggy.
Now, if Winthrop finds a coin behind your ear, he gets to keep it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Two coins? Oh. What a win for Winthrop.
Fuck. Gotta stop storing money in my fur.
You've got more in there. What if I give you a belly rub or something?
No.
Good doggy.
Oh, my silver, my silver. Oh,
20 coins? What the hell? Are you loaded or something, rich dog?
Where'd you get all this money?
Do I have to tell you?
Yeah. He asked, and that's only the right thing to do.
You do have to tell me, especially if you're a cop.
I'm not a cop.
Okay.
You, sir, can I talk to you?
A-cab. All coins are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We can all agree on that.
Yes, what is it, Chunt?
You know how Arnie sleeps with his door open?
Yeah.
I've been charging 10 gold for people to come and take a little peek at Arnie sleeping.
And people want to pay money to do that?
Yeah, I guess people have heard, you know, word has finally spread to all four corners of Foon that there's an earthling here, even though he's been here for quite a fucking time. And they're like, oh, it's the greatest warrior in all of Foon. So I just started charging for people to just take a little look. It's harmless.
Chunt,
sorry, I've been hearing you're exploiting your friend.
Oh, like he hasn't been exploiting us.
Whoa, I've walked into some sort of dynamic here. You know, it'll make us all feel better, lying down in the body cart and pretending we're dead.
Oh,
ooh,
okay.
That does sound fun.
That does sound fun.
Although, looking at this cart, I think you're right. A lot of these bodies are covered in cum. I'm a little...
Yeah, it's sticky. Sticky, yeah. sticky yeah. over there.
Oh, way
icky,
to go.
Icky. Yuck.
Well, it's well known that when one shuffles off this mortal coil, that they release their bodily fluids and defecate themselves and have one final orgasm.
Right.
That's got to feel so good. To shit and come at the same time. Oh.
I see some of these dead bodies and I go, yeah, so probably sucks that you're dead, but I can imagine that you had a really good go of it right before you ended.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been shot by an arrow, but whoa.
Holy moly. And some of the faces on these dead bodies, you'd think they'd be upset they're dead, but they're in pure ecstasy.
Oh, most of these bodies look really pretty happy or excited.
Oh, a lot of O faces.
Yeah, they're quite joyous.
Well, let's go ahead and hop on the pile. See how we feel.
Yeah, see how it feels.
This isn't bad.
Oh, I'm trying to get comfortable.
You guys look great up there. If you die, you'd be a handsome corpse, all of you.
Oh, thank you.
Exquisite, even.
You know, as I'm laying here on a pile of dead bodies, I'm reminded at the beginning when you were saying that Neverdell has such a high death rate because of all the spreading of disease.
Yeah, there's tons and tons of diseases. Huh. They're inescapable.
Yeah,
take a big, deep breath while you're up there and feel how good it feels to be alive.
Look, I crawled in one of their mouths and I'm now controlling their body from the inside. My name is Greg, probably.
That's so amazing. I've never seen that done before. What a good dog you are.
Oh, I can't get out.
Now Arnie, sorry to go backwards here, but why are you concerned about the diseases? There are three pastimes here in Neverdale. Kicking dirt, rolling down a pile of dead bodies.
Uh-huh. Two.
Mm.
And catching diseases.
Three.
Right.
So I don't see how they're connected.
Our town mascot is a giant germ.
Hmm. Do many people in Foon know how diseases are spread?
Of course they know. They know that little tiny demons collect the diseases and bring them and drop them into their ear at night.
Right, of course. The germ demons.
Yeah, Arnie. So, for example, I don't know if you'll be able to comprehend this. You've probably had a cold since you've been in Foon.
Yes.
Yeah, the way you get a cold is in the middle of the night. A witch shrinks down to the size of a mouse and crawls through a keyhole into a room. Then she turns herself into pure fog. And as the fog rises, it seeps into your nostrils and eyes and ears and mouth and butthole.
Why do witches do this? Even they don't know.
our top scientists can't figure it out.
Hmm. And of course, in Neverdell, the way you get diseases is you get intimate with someone in someone else's bed and they spit right in your mouth. Mm. And then those go inside you.
That's the other way, exchanging bodily fluids.
Right.
That's why most people sleep and fuck with their mouth shut.
That's right. I've never once fucked with an open mouth.
I see.
And that's why I'm not dead yet.
Pretty woman rules.
Well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay. Under and under, something asunder. Something is something is something,
something
sticky.
Not for you.
Sticky like glue.
Yeah, it's not for you. Sticky like glue.
Sticky like glue. Oh, here's the tree.
Oh, okay. This is the maple tree you spoke of. It looks like it's covered in cum.
Yes.
It does.
It's a particularly sappy maple tree. And also, people like to jizz all over it.
Goodness gracious.
So both, it could work for both reasons.
Right.
That's true. This is a very famous tree in our town, but I've never seen it up close. I've only heard talk of it.
Guys, is maple syrup just tree cum?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And when trees die, all the cum comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that the next time you have pancakes. Now, let me find the secret entrance.
How do you know all this stuff?
I am one of the greatest wizards in all of food.
Oh, is he going to do
There's
that thing
no
again?
There's no bit of knowledge that escapes my sight. For I know all.
He's not even looking at any of us. It's crazy.
And powerful with
oh, doorknob on the roots. Doorknob on the roots, everyone.
No,
doorknob on the roots.
Shall ne'er be defeated.
Hey,
what?
Hey, dude.
What?
We found a doorknob on the roots.
Little dog found doorknob on the roots because he's so low to the ground.
Ah, my magic has revealed it.
No.
What the
fuck? I don't
fuck?
Think so. I think that doorknob has just always been here.
Okay, well, you know, you say potato, I say potato.
And I say petite.
Do you?
You call potatoes petites?
Yeah. When my wife would make me stew, she'd call it petite stew.
Winthrop, I feel like I have not been asking you the right questions.
So, Winthrop, before we go down and do this, the roots of this tree, I have to ask, what do you call wily potatoes?
What do I call wily potatoes?
Yeah, you know wily potatoes, the rat with a wand stuck through him?
Oh, I call those skinnamarink petites. And gosh, are they good.
Oh, wow.
Sucks that that's actually a way better name.
I hope you enjoyed eating your frog, but we have this frog friend with us.
Right, my little guy.
I think we should send the frog in first to see if there's any danger ahead.
No, not Grape.
You already named him Grape.
His name's Grape.
Oh, okay, well, then I'll go. And if there's any danger down here, I shall most assuredly overcome it.
Wait, should we all go? Is he?
I just feel like we can all go with him.
Yeah, we could go. Why is he?
Hey, we're going to come after you, all right?
We're coming behind you.
Ow! Ow!
Uh-oh.
Oh, that
what
really
happened?
Hurt.
Oh, you scraped your knee.
I fell down and scraped my knee.
Oh, jeez, you've tripped on this rock.
So it's not even a trap or anything. You just fell. You tripped over a rock.
Yeah, but I fell pretty hard, right on my knee.
Grape jumped right over the rock. Good job, Grape.
Good work,
Good
Grape.
Job, Grape. A little fucking show-off.
Yeah, we all kind of jumped over. You ate shit, Usador. You absolutely ate shit.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I ate shit as much
embarrassing.
As I took one for the team.
No, you didn't. You just fell.
Oh, like you wouldn't have?
What, you saved us from tripping over that one rock?
Whoa! Grape just put his little hand inside a frog hand-shaped opening, and it's unlocked a whole other level.
Whoa! We're so lucky we had a frog with us, otherwise we wouldn't be able to get past this challenge.
Thank you, Grape. You're such a hero.
Go get it, Grape. Grape, Grape, Grape,
Grape, Grape, Grape, Grape, Grape, Grape, Grape, Grape.
Goddesses, damn it.
Grape is better than Usador. Grape is better than Usador.
Nah, that's not necessary.
Oh, sorry, it's just a song that somehow popped in my head. I'm so sorry, I don't know where that came from.
Very well, let us descend to the second level.
All right, down these stairs we go. Spooky down here.
He turned around and walked back over the same rock and fell. Come down the stairs.
We're going this way. Why are you going back to where the rock is?
Grape is moving the rock to the side. You shouldn't be able to trip on it anymore because Grape sees what you've done and has moved it out of the way.
Fly, you fools!
Do what?
You scraped your other knee, huh?
I did. Go on ahead. I'm staying back here to protect you.
No, sorry. Time out. Did you just call us fools?
That's right. I'm trying to protect you. Go ahead.
Hey,
that was very condescending.
I am not a fool. I'm a working man, and my services are very important to
this
town.
That's true. I'm so sorry.
That's a backhanded warning, dude.
I'll protect us from the rear. You just go ahead.
You, sir, with that attitude, why don't you go back to the tavern and hang out with Duncan Petiti Grease?
Fine. Gonna blast him in the face with some magic.
Do you want Grape to escort you back?
No, I'll be fine.
Grape's worried about you. Oh, he fell again.
Ah, oh, my face!
He scraped his face. I've never seen that before.
You scraped your face?
I scraped my face.
Do you want a coin to make you feel better?
I would love a coin.
Here you go. I've got lots of coins today from
Thank
all of you.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to lay here. You go find the treasure.
Okay.
All right.
I would normally insist you sort of continues, but Grape's been such an all-star.
Grape is really so epic.
Love Grape.
Well, he's solving all these puzzles. Look at him go.
Oh my gosh, Grape.
He's swinging from vine to vine.
Yeah. He's narrowly avoiding these spikes coming out from the side of the walls.
He's making lateral thinking decisions that are solving puzzles in ways that you wouldn't naturally think you could solve them.
Oh, wait, Grape, be careful, because in Foonish, goddesses starts with a J. Oh, no, he got it. He stepped on the right thing. Oh,
good job, Grape.
Good work, Grape.
Good work, Grape.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, a giant rock is rolling towards Grape. A big rock is going straight towards my guy.
Oh, no, why could it be Usidor?
Oh,
sort of a normal-sized rock, and Grape's just very small.
He is small.
A normal-sized rock that would be so big to Grape is coming towards him.
It's moving slowly, but we're just standing here watching it happen and talking about it. I hope he's okay.
Hey, Usidor, use your rock-tripping powers to stop it.
Here I come. I'm going to trip over the rock.
He tripped before he got to the rock.
He tripped on a different rock.
Rock hit me in the head, though.
Frick. Did Grape make it?
I saved Grape, but just barely. I've only been hit on the head twice. Go on without me. I've done all I can.
All right, let's go down. Thank you for doing that and saving Grape, the real leader and hero here.
I can't wait to build a statue to Grape. They'll stand forever in our tavern, Arnie. Do you agree?
Yeah,
agreed.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. I can put some coins toward it.
Of course, Usidor will probably trip over it.
Yeah, that's fair. We'll put it out of the way somewhere.
Wow, there's a lot going on underneath this tree. Who would never have guessed there's a cavern this big? Yeah.
It's more spacious than I anticipated.
You have reached the center of the maze.
Whoa, what are you?
Who's this?
I am the gnome who protects the treasure of your deceased wife's family.
Is that the official name?
That's right.
The treasure of your deceased wife's family?
You don't know my wife's name?
Yes, of course I know her name. The family name was Rotfoot.
Yeah, right.
What's McRoddy Body, right?
I'm a McRoddy Body.
Well, no, I don't think that one is her maiden name.
Oh, you're a McRoddy Body.
Yes.
Yeah, so she never took my name.
I can see why.
And now, you must answer a riddle if you want to win the prize.
No, we're not.
That's how we got here.
We already did the riddle.
What has four legs in the morning?
A frog. Grapes.
Two legs in the afternoon. And three legs in the evening. You'll never solve my diabolical riddle.
Is it a horny dog?
It is.
Whoa!
I know we're very far from the tavern, but I feel like I can barely hear Duncan Potato Grease.
I heard him too.
Did someone say horny?
I heard a faint whispering.
Shit! It is a horny dog. How did you know?
Why are you looking at me, gnome?
Because
I'm a badger.
He brought a horny dog with him right down here.
That's my good boy.
Yeah, Chun, you gotta put that lipstick away.
Okay, yeah, I'll put my lipstick away, yeah. Wait, actually, let me see if I can put it on my lips. Nope, can't reach.
Question for you, gnome. Now that I've gotten the riddle right, can we go in and get the treasure, please?
Yes, it's right here in this chest. It's all yours, this treasure chest.
All right, everybody. This is a big moment for me. Because if I open this chest and there's real treasure and gold and rubies inside, I won't have to work so hard. I could let the bodies pile up on the streets a little bit and take a day off. Maybe, I don't know, The plague will slow down and I'll even be able to go on vacation. It would be life-changing, really. Yeah. So, please bear with me when I open it. Because I would be really excited if there's good inside.
Yeah, I just hope it's not some bullshit, like just a painting of family or something, right?
Like, yeah, I really hope it's not like a book of her poetry or something. Yeah.
Right, I'm worried it's going to be that, but let's see.
Oh, hey, Grape has something to say.
Grape!
Was that him? Say that again, buddy.
Grape, what was that? It's a trap? Don't grab what's ever in the chest.
Quiet, frog, who asked you?
You speak frog?
I speak frog. Listen, you guys, Grape is saying something. He says that whatever's in the chest is a trap, and I shouldn't get it, and my wife never loved me, which is hard to hear, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
But he is trying to look out for me.
Damn, Grape tells it like it is.
I'm really suffering mentally.
Winthrop, these last few days have been a real emotional roller coaster for you.
Sorry, an emotional what?
Roller coaster.
What the hell is that?
A roller coaster. Oh, fuck. Guys, I don't want to explain what a roller coaster is.
What is that? I've never heard of it.
Tell me, human.
It's like a minecart ride.
Oh.
Oh.
I did that when I was a kid once. My sister died on it. Tough.
Sorry to hear that. But take the treasure. Hurry.
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
Open it.
Wait, please. Don't grab it. No.
I shouldn't have grabbed it. I knew it was a trap. Ah, it's turning me inside out.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's shitting and coming.
He's shitting and coming.
I've never felt better.
But inside out, so it looks like it's going in. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Am I seeing that right?
There's a lot going on that I don't want to explain. But...
I'm afraid this is going to unveil a new plague on my town.
Yeah, if anything would.
Well, I think it's worth taking a long moment to really recognize that Grape saved all of our lives. Thank you, Grape.
And the real treasure is being saved from the people you love secretly hating you and setting a trap for you to destroy you after they're dead.
Those were beautiful words. Do you guys have any coins or anything like that?
When the gnome turned inside out, it looks like his pants turned inside out with it. A bunch of coin fell out, so here's some.
Okay, thank you. That'll just make me feel better about my wife leaving me this horrible, horrible gift.
What is it, Grape? You gotta go to the bathroom? Oh, you want the wizard to leave? Yeah. He can't compete with you. He's nothing compared to you. Yeah, I know.
Am I the only one that can't speak frog?
Arnie, listen. Really listen.
Okay.
You suck.
I heard it. Arnie, did you hear it?
Maybe he said Usador?
You suck.
Arnie, buddy, you had to have heard that.
Why? There's a part in the middle that doesn't sound like it's in frog.
Arnie, that means it's working. You're understanding frog. When you meet a troll and they're like, ah-da-da-da-da-da-da, at first you're like, oh, they're saying ah-da-da-da-da. But then they go, ah-da-da-da-da, I'm going to kill you. And it clicks, right?
Either this frog is a dick or I hate myself.
Does anyone in your life love you?
Man, I'm experiencing one of those very specific kinds of sadness.
Which one out of the 12? Sorry, I haven't gone over the last 7.
Yeah, I think it's like 9 or something.
Yeah, that's the self-loathing kind, but not quite the kind where you want to take your own life.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's something.
Hey, Usador, can I talk to you over here by the inside-out dead gnome?
Yes, I was just fighting off a demon that was trying to take our flank.
Oh, shoot, I didn't even see it. Thanks, man.
Yeah, it was totally here.
Let me reach in your robe and grab your healing rock, and I'm just going to fix you up here, buddy.
Hey, much man, better.
I just want to apologize. I think the world of you. I love you. I was just trying to gas up this frog, you know. I feel like this frog, you know, he was probably in a tank with another frog, and that frog got turned into Waffle Frog.
Yeah, we were going to make him into Waffle Frog, too, so, you know.
Yeah, so I was just trying to, like, really make this frog have a great day, and I think it did.
That's great.
But you're better than a frog. I think that goes without saying.
Oh, thank you, Chant. I think you're better than a frog, too.
Oh, thanks, man.
And Arnie, I want you to know, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Usador.
And I love you guys.
Oh, Winthrop, even though we've just met, I have also grown very fond of you. I love you as well.
Yeah, I love you, Winthrop.
It'll be an honor to collect all your corpses one day.
Oh, thank you.
I'm trying to remember if I owe my bones to the Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Avril Rafai. Winthrop McRottybotty, the Corpse Collector, was played by special guest Anna Garcia. Check out Anna's feature film debut in the movie Fly Me to the Moon, currently available for rental and coming soon to Apple TV. And follow her at Scramby Eggs on all social media platforms. Duncan Potato Grease, the guy floating near the ceiling of the tavern, was played by Zach Oyama. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Sean Martin from New York, Kitty Meow Wow, Laura Angela, Eric Sullivan, Amber Ambrosia, Abadatha the Orange, we've all got a color now, Todd, Paul Doney, Nanel, and they write, it's short for Nathaniel. Also, it's long for too much information, Nanel. Forrest Leviticus. Kent Sparky Thompson. Someone wants to be a photographer for a 1940s newspaper. Cheryl Wong Chung. Hercules. And Josh Gillespie. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Chris Rathchen and Red Keener. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.